Tēnā koe, good morning, this is Wātea News. Ngāi Tahu's 2021 aquaculture agreement with the Crown has taken a blow, with an independent panel declining a resource consent for an open ocean salmon farm off the northeastern coast of Stewart Island, Rakiura. The panel, set up by the Environment Protection Agency, said it declined the consent for Ngāi Tahu Seafood's Hananui aquaculture project with a heavy heart, as it would have been an enormous benefit for Ngāi Tahu whānui, Rakiura, and the wider Southland community. The salmon were to be housed in floating pens across four farms between 2 and 6 kilometres into Te Ara Akiwa Fovo Strait. The operation would cover 2,500 hectares and produce up to 16,000 tonnes of fish a year. The panel said the large-scale and dispersed salmon farms would result in a major step change to a receiving environment that was relatively unmodified by human activities, with very high natural character from a notable absence of any permanent marine structures and a relatively low level of human activity. The company is reviewing the decision. Labour's Māori seat campaign chair, Willie Jackson, says Ikaroa Rāwhiti voters may be tempted by a two-for-one voting strategy. Kushla Tangaere Manuel is a late entry in the race after sitting MP Meka Whaitiri quit Labour to stand under the Māori Party banner. Willie Jackson says voters will look at the polls and Ms. Whaitiri's likely place at number 3 on the Māori Party list.
Clearly Mecca's going back, so our voters are pretty clever and they'll make their decisions down there. But you get 2-for-1, don't you, really, with Mecca already there. And I think everyone wants Kushla in. You know, we're looking forward to how that seat goes.
Kushla Tangaere Manuel opted to stay off Labour's list and will only make it to Wellington if she has an outright win. And the Greens' Tamaki Makaurau candidate says the party's hoki whenua mai policy to return land to tangata whenua will be a winner for both the environment and the economy. The policy includes setting up a commission of inquiry into the full extent of land dispossession and the adequacy of redress through the treaty settlement process and opening the door again for historic claims. Darlene Tana, a Waiheke Island-based conservationist, says the Greens know that what's best for Māori is best for everyone in Aotearoa.
So land back is a first step, and we know that when whenua comes back to Māori, we see our biodiversity and our ngahere improve. We also see things like, you know, the economy for our people working. And a case in point, I guess, is Ihu Mātau.
Darlene Tana, she says even though the Crown has yet to formally return the land at Ihu Mātau, it is providing a basis for jobs for the people in the community. And te hoa mā, that's Wātea News, which you'll always find on wateanews.com.